Dan Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. 2 days after former President Trump testified, his daughter Ivanka is on the stand today at the New York civil fraud trial. Attorney General Letitia James.
She will attempt today to distance herself from the company. But unfortunately, the facts will reveal that, in fact, that she was very much involved.
G7 nations meeting in Tokyo have condemned Hamas's attack on Israel and backed Israel's right to self-defense. Secretary of State Blinken.
All of us want to end this conflict as soon as possible. And meanwhile, to minimize civilian suffering.
Three giant pandas who've delighted audiences at the National Zoo in Washington are now heading to China.
Once I got my driver's license, I used to drive here with my friends and come see the pandas in the zoo. I'm sad to see them go.
Tell me where y'all will be because I want to see them.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Assembly lawmakers are moving forward several bills to roll back affirmative action in higher education. One bill would require financial aid to be need-based, not race-based. Republican Dave Murphy.
It used to be the gold standard of our society. If we could live in a colorblind society, somehow this has not become our goal anymore.
Another bill would set aside spots at the universities of Wisconsin for the state's top high school graduates. The Milwaukee Brewers are being asked to chip in more to maintain American Family Field for the next 27 years. An amendment to the ballpark bill would increase the Brewers' contribution by $10 million. The ask from taxpayers would go down by $36 million thanks to a tax on concerts and other non-Brewers events. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Investigators have determined that brake failure was the cause of the crash that injured Milwaukee's police chief, Jeffrey Norman, and another officer. The dump truck that collided with the chief's SUV did not have functioning brakes, according to the sheriff's office. The truck driver received a ticket, and the truck has been ordered off the road until repairs are made. Chief Norman and the other officer are currently recovering from the accident. Waukesha will be hosting an in-person idea session today to gather input on the city's future development over the next 5 years. As part of the long-term initiative, a survey has been created and a series of town hall meetings have been scheduled. The forum today is at City Hall, with another event set for tomorrow. There is also an option to fill out a survey on the city's website, allowing you to contribute your ideas on shaping Waukesha's future. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
If they vote not to confirm you, that means essentially you're fired. And they just did it yesterday to 8 Evers appointees. And one of the people that was fired yesterday was Melissa Baldoff.
There's just really not a bottom for them yet. Years ago, I thought, well, it couldn't get worse than this. They found a way to let the bar sink a little bit lower.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's the Bucks and the Pistons tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball tonight as the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time at 7 o'clock. College hoops, the Badgers basketball team has a tough challenge when they host number 9th-ranked Tennessee. 8 o'clock Friday night in Madison. NFL, the Packers gearing up for a trip to Pittsburgh this weekend. They face the Steelers Sunday at noon. Baseball, the Brewers front office in Scottsdale for managers' meetings. Owner Mark Antanasio on where the Brewers go from here without Craig Counsell as manager.
We have a commitment to players and our organization, and we have a commitment to winning. And that is for today. It's for tomorrow, it's for next season, and it extends to the next generation, as everyone knows from what we're doing with the stadium financing plan. We're all here because we lost Craig, but I've reflected on this, you know, Craig has lost us, and he's lost our community also. It's really a special place.
That's Mark Antanasio with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 49, east winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight, lows around 37, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. Greg Bach in studio with me, Calvin on the board. And we are delighted to have our guest, the co-founder of Milwaukee Record, Matt Wild, is joining us this morning. Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
Hello, Jane. Very nice to be here. Hello, Jane. Hello, Greg. Nice to see both of you this fine, drizzly morning.
It's been a while since we've had you on the show. It's good to see you again.
It has been a while, so I'm just curious.